What do you remember about the first 47?
Good question. Well, it was very thrilling, very exciting, because it was the first one I ever did. And it was a lot harder than I thought. It was very difficult.
Had you run a marathon?
Yes, I had run a marathon before. I had run a marathon. I trained, but not like I should have trained.
Well, other than training, I mean, here it is, you're starting a race. You've never run this far before. It's midnight. It's a dusty, dirty track. What did you get out of it?
Really, it was very fulfilling to run it, to just do 47, because I'm a short-distance runner.
Here comes
Shukajata,
right,
got you, Shukajata. Sorry. And I never run this long distance. I never run that long distance. I don't like to run long distance, but Drew inspired us so much. It was very thrilling to do it. And I did about 8 hours something. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was very, very exciting.
How many times do you remember doing it?
A lot.
What's the best part about doing something like this?
Basically, for me, to tell you frankly, it's the only time you're alone. You're alone and you can just be, sort of do whatever you want. You can meditate, you can sing, you can just, nobody really bothers you. It's like you're in your own space, you know. It's meditative, you know, but you feel the pain of the body and everything, but you just keep rolling and moving, you know, continuously. It's quite inspiring.
Just while we're, so you're no longer running it, but you're helping.
I'm going to be running next year, because I'm 65 and I'm going to be running 47. I'm going to try to run the marathon and the 47. Try and see if I can do it. Definitely. You're 65 years old. I mean, you know, got to do something at 65. It'd be very interesting to see.
Thank you.